It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. More than 500 solar projects could be blocked as the Trump administration pivots to fossil fuels. That's according to a new report. In Colorado, that could threaten more than half of new power capacity. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radahl has more.
The delays could keep enough power for 16 million homes from ever reaching the grid. That's according to the Solar Energy Industries Association. Ben Norris with the National Trade Group says the setbacks come with real consequences.
That's going to impact jobs and has an outsized impact in a state like Nevada, where you have so many good solar resources and so many planned solar facilities.
Norris says the Trump administration has slowed federal permitting, blocked grid upgrades, and shifted energy policy toward fossil fuels, all at a time when electricity demand is surging from AI data centers. Norris says what happens next will shape not just state economies, but how quickly homes and businesses can tap into clean power. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radahl.
Governor Jared Polis has long promised climate-friendly electricity, but as CPR's Sam Brash reports, his administration now wants to keep a Pueblo coal plant up and running.
The Polis administration filed the petition with utility regulators, asking them to kick back the retirement date for Pueblo's Comanche 2 power plant from the end of this year to the end of next year. They say that should give Xcel Energy enough time to fix Comanche 3, a bigger, newer power plant next door. But environmental groups say that's unnecessary and will leave households paying to maintain outdated coal plants. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Trump administration is challenging state laws that say medical debt can't be included in people's credit reports. Colorado passed its own protections in 2023. The administration's decision could mean companies challenge state laws. A group representing credit bureaus says there should be one national standard. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.